Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Healthcare is at the top of Anthony Albanese's agenda today. He's brought his election campaign back to Perth, unveiling a $150 million pledge to create a new surgical facility at Bentley Hospital. Premier Mark McGowan has welcomed the plan, saying it will alleviate pressure on our health system.
This will be half funded, state, federal. It'll start construction, we expect, within 18 months to 2 years. The ultimate outcome will be an improvement in the surgery capability of Western Australia, and particularly ensuring our hospitals can deal with the more urgent cases.
While the Prime Minister is continuing to defend his big-ticket housing policy, arguing it puts Aussies back in the driver's seat. Under the plan, first home buyers would be able to dip into their super to help boost their deposit. Labor and some economists have hit out at the idea, claiming it will drive up prices. But Scott Morrison says that's not the case.
It ensures that we are reinforcing people's retirement savings, but we're also freeing up more housing supply, which does put downward pressure on the rising costs of housing across the country.
And demand for ambulances across the Perth metro area has eased this morning. St John's was hit by another spike in demand yesterday, issuing a warning on social media that it may delay services. The organisation is urging people to only call 000 in an emergency. In sport, Eagles coach Adam Simpson is looking at the positives despite going down to the Demons by 74 points yesterday.
Everyone who was available to play this week played. So I thought overall they've stood up and given it their all anyway. Fundamentals cost us in the end in terms of trying to be more competitive. But yeah, overall we're pretty not satisfied, but we thought we got a bit of growth today.
While Dockers coach Justin Longmuir says his side needs to get better, describing yesterday's 36-point loss to the Suns as a step back. At the end of round 9, Melbourne remains at the top of the ladder. The Dockers are sitting third. West Coast is at the bottom.
Listener.